Supportville today. Carabao Cup, League Cup. Yeah, I'm not really up for it, I'll be honest. But I think I've sort of been here before, and I think it's very important to be mindful of these types of games, because these teams that you're playing from the lower leagues, they are up for these games, and if you don't show up, you can really get caught out. And you know, I don't want us to get caught out. It's as simple as that. And yeah, I just hope that we can, not hope, I expect us to get the job done. Naturally, you expect Arteta to make a few changes. How many changes, I couldn't tell you. I don't know if he's going to keep Raya in goal or not. I think that would be a key one for me. If he puts Raya in goal, that tells me he's serious. If he puts Kepa in goal, it tells me that he doesn't really care. But look, maybe it's not that simple. And I don't want to reduce his tactical decisions to my simplistic thinking. So I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust the team he puts out. And yeah, just hopefully be clapping at the full-time whistle, because whatever he's done in terms of selection will have resulted in us progressing to the next stage, because that's all we need. You know, whether it's in the 30th minute we score, or the last minute, although I wouldn't like that, but I just want to progress, and I don't want to be exiting at a stage to a team that we're not expected to lose against, or something like that. We're not Manchester United. So yeah, I just hope that Arteta can pick the right team and can get the job done. And I think he will, because look, we all know what we really want, right? We all know the trophy we really want. But a trophy is a trophy, right? So there's no point ignoring these chances to get silverware, because we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season. We all want something to happen. We all want to win the Premier League. We all want to win the Champions League. But we can't predict the future. We can't guarantee that we will, right? So you might as well get something else. It's not something else. A slip of the tongue there. But you might as well get... you might as well get as many trophies as you can, regardless of what your main objective is, you know? Because I don't like this treatment that he's sort of had towards the League Cup and the FA Cup. It just feels like, you know, we're above that. It's like, I mean, no one's above anything. But look, maybe he does care more than he appears to care, but for me, I haven't felt that in recent seasons. I think back to just some tough defeats against some opposition that you think, why are we losing to them, you know? But yeah, we'll see what he decides to do. He's a manager. I back him. I've been backing him, hence the name of this podcast, and I think he's going to get the job done. So yeah, it's just for him to make me look like a genius in the end, because I've been saying it for 3 years now. He's the man for the job. He's going to take us to the promised land, and if you don't believe that, then you're stupid, in my humble opinion, because look at the bank of work he's done. Who else is going to come in and what do you call it? I would be careful against thinking, if we don't win at the end of the season, if we don't win that title or whatever, that he's the problem. I don't know. I don't think it's that simple to to blame the manager, essentially. But anyway, I think I'm getting a little bit carried away. I'm thinking about the end of the season and all of that, which is natural at this stage, because not natural at this stage, I think natural given how painful things have been in terms of the league and the Champions League in the past however many years, right? But yeah, I'm just reiterating and making it very clear, I back Arteta 100%. You know, I don't know how else to say it. I back Mikel Arteta 100%. So he's the guy, and that's that.